I just want to encourage you that God is in control, and you've got a life to be led each day. Tomorrow's not promised. Live life to its fullest today. Be grateful for the blessings you have. I know some of us are going through really tough times. I don't want to be insensitive or minimize any of that. But I think all that to say this, we do have a lot to be grateful for. I'll personalize it. I think I get into my pity parties and my struggles, and the last year and a half has probably been the toughest season in my life. I don't need to get into specifics, but it's been a very difficult 18 months. But I do have faith in God that not only he knows what he's doing, but if I'm faithful, I'll be blessed eventually. But that's not to say life is always going to be easy and comfortable. I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but I think some of the greatest blessings in life come through suffering. Well, what does that mean? I don't have 30 minutes to send each and every one of you all my thoughts on this, but I think sometimes in pain or suffering, it's a reality check by which when you come through on the other side, you realize, my gosh, I had so much to be grateful for in the first place. And it's an adjustment. It's like we recalibrate our perspective in life. I think our thoughts, our feelings, all that stuff, that's about you, but your heart is who you are. And I just want to appeal to your heart to try to do good in the world. You know, the Bible talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. This is a time of year when those of us that have faith, we look to the Savior of the world. I see so much hopelessness out there. So many people trying to find their way. So many people afraid. So many people, last 2 years has been just devastating. Maybe you had a small business you lost. Take heed. There is hope. And if I can help in any way, maybe go to my website, see some of the things I'm doing. I'm writing my second book. My first book is on our website. I just want to encourage you. And again, if I can help you in any way, just send me an email. I don't know if I can, but I'm willing. And through my ministry, we do help, you know, some people. We have a heart for veterans, etc. But I just want to end this week. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday. And I just want to encourage you to stay in a place of gratitude and focus on the greatest power, which is love. And there is much hope in the world in the midst of all the darkness. And God is absolutely, undeniably love and a lot of other things too. I hope this short, unplanned monologue blessed you in some way, shape, or form. All right. For all the podcasts, entire broadcasts, if you missed anything, go to franksontag.com. You can email me directly, frank@kmgministries.com. Get on our mailing list. We have some announcements and events coming up in the not-too-distant future. And again, Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday evening. We are here every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific on Talk Radio 790 KBC. All right, we are out. Have a good night. Be safe. Stay warm. God bless you. And I'm so grateful that you're a part of this program.